podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 17 with verses 22 and 23. As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. Our continued discussion today about catechumen's question about confession, considered the sacrament of penance. Yesterday we answered the question if confession was mandatory. Today our question is, what is the purpose of confession? My wife Toni again answers the topic with me as she discusses the types of sin as defined by the Catechism of the Catholic Church, as well as the three conditions of mortal sin to be considered a grave sin. What is the purpose of confession? The purpose of penance, the sacrament, also known as confession, is a sacrament through which Christ forgives sin and restores the soul to grace. This sacrament was given to the disciples in John 20, verses 22 and 23, when Jesus tells them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1458, without being strictly necessary, confession of everyday faults, venial sins, is nevertheless strongly recommended by the Church. Indeed, the regular confession of our venial sins helps us form our conscience, fight against evil tendencies, let ourselves be healed by Christ, and progress in the life of the Spirit. By receiving more frequently, through this sacrament, the gift of the Father's mercy and grace, we are spurred to be merciful as He is merciful. Venial sin usually involves a less important matter and is committed with less self-awareness of wrongdoing. While a venial sin weakens the sinner's union with God, it is not a deliberate turning from Him and so does not wholly block the inflow of sanctifying grace. In order for a sin to be grave, a mortal sin, it must meet three conditions. It is a sin of grave matter. It is committed with full knowledge of the sinner. It is committed with deliberate consent of the sinner. The Catechism of the Catholic Church aims to summarize in book form the main beliefs of the Catholic Church. It is an excellent reference for the Catholic faithful. It is also a great resource for non-Catholics interested in learning what the Church really teaches. Today, we learned why we shed our sins in confession. Tomorrow, we will discuss their question, what is Holy Communion? I pray you can get a better sense of what we are doing when we become one with our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother and for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. Praying for Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is with verses 22 and 23. One stanza poem, it's titled, Grief Overwhelmed, the Disciples' Noise. Jesus predicts passion at Galilee Cruise Gathering. Killers given man's son destroyed. Day three raised will be the news gathering. Grief overwhelmed the disciples' noise. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 14th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. My beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We close today on time at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. We bless our good friends, John and Marie, as we do each day. Blessings to you too, coming to know the truth of the church. God bless you, in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Only in the name of Jesus will we find true grace and mercy. Amen. God bless you.